Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Members of Congress are enjoying a holiday break. The House returns to work on January 5th, 2016, and the Senate is back a week after that. So joining us now with a look forward to Congress in 2016 is NPR congressional correspondent Elsa Chang. Hi there, Elsa.
Hey there.
So before we do jump forward into 2016, let's take stock of what Congress got done this year. There were a couple things, a huge spending bill earlier this month and a long-term highway bill. What else?
Well, a bunch of stuff, actually. They managed to pass hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tax breaks, and they suspended the debt ceiling until March 2017, so we aren't going to be seeing debt ceiling fights until well after the election. They also managed to pass a massive rewrite of No Child Left Behind. That's the landmark education law from 2002. And then there was also the so-called Doc Fix bill, which may be a little more obscure to listeners, but Congress finally cleared a bill that permanently ends automatic cuts to Medicare payments for doctors. Doctors have had to keep contending with these cuts for years. It was a long-standing problem that Congress finally solved this year. So it was a year of unusual bipartisanship where some hard problems actually got resolved.
Oh, interesting. So even the most hard-bitten political cynics amongst us need to congratulate Congress for a year of good work. I mean, is there any chance that all this bipartisanship the desire to get work done is going to continue into the next session, the next year?
Well, it is going to be an election year, obviously, and election years are notorious for being unproductive years in Congress. It's when leaders want to play it safe. They don't want to be ramming through tough legislation that forces tough votes on their colleagues. And we'll see this play out especially in the Senate. Republican control of that chamber is more up in the air than Republican control of the House. And there are a number of Senate Republicans running in states President Obama has won at least once. So they're going to try to play it safe before the election. We're probably not going to be seeing much bold bipartisan lawmaking in the Senate in 2016.
Oh, Elsa, okay. I still want to hold on to optimism, though. So, let's talk about some of the priorities that maybe both President Obama and congressional leaders might share for 2016. I mean, sentencing reform has got to be one of them.
That's right. It is a possibility, though not a definite. Sentencing reform is one of those rare areas of common ground between the two parties. It's where we've seen alliances we hardly ever see, like Republican Mike Lee of Utah teaming up with Democrats like Cory Booker of New Jersey. Mike Lee is one of the most conservative members of the Senate. Basically, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are interested in reducing mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. And they also want to provide opportunities for inmates to reduce their sentences if they're, say, willing to enter rehab programs.
So finally, Elsa, I just want to touch on something that Speaker Ryan said was a priority for him when he became Speaker of the House, and that was getting back to the system of individual appropriation. So minor wonk alert here, but in the last couple seconds that we have, what does that mean?
It basically means individual appropriations bills for all the different parts of government, like defense, homeland security, agriculture. Basically, Congress has not gone through the traditional process of passing all these individual appropriations bills for years. Instead, they've been doing these massive consolidated bills right before a government shutdown deadline or a short-term stopgap spending bill. And leaders in both chambers say this time around, in 2016, they are going to go through the traditional appropriations process and pass 12 appropriations bills.
Wow. Well, NPR's congressional correspondent, Elsa Chang, thank you, Elsa, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome. Happy New Year to you, too.